Question, are vegetables the victims of bad marketing? Is it possible that if you simply dress up a zucchini as a super surfer dude named Zachy, kids will eat more zucchini? And if you play videos and display banners about him and Colby Carrot and Susie Sweet Pea, you can get kids in school cafeterias to triple their visits to the salad bar. Well, a study recently published in the journal Pediatrics concludes, yes. It was conducted by researchers from the Centers for Behavioral Economics and Child Nutrition at Cornell. It took place in 10 elementary schools over a six-week period. Drew Hanks is lead author of the study. He's now a professor of consumer sciences at Ohio State University and joins us from there. Professor Hanks, you worked with a group called Super Sprouts. They provided you with the advertising materials. Tell us what you did.
Sure. We entered into these cafeterias, and we had one group that made no changes in their cafeterias. We used as the baseline group. Mm-hmm. And then one group, we actually went in and put these vinyl banners around the base of the salad bar. Another group of schools, we had flat-screen televisions playing reels of these characters talking about nutrition, talking about health, talking about proper eating. And then in another set of schools, we had vinyl banners around the salad bars as well as the flat-screen televisions in the cafeterias.
And when you say vinyl banners, these were banners that had all the characters, you know, the action characters on them.
That's right, exactly. Right. So we collected baseline data for 2 weeks and then put these interventions in for 4 weeks. And over that four-week period, we saw in schools that had both the vinyl banners and the flat-screen televisions, 240% more kids were taking vegetables as part of their lunch. And in schools where just the vinyl banners were fastened around the base of the salad bars, just over 90% of the kids were taking vegetables as part of their lunch. So we saw a great impact on getting kids to take more vegetables as part of their school lunch by doing these fairly simple marketing strategies in the cafeterias.
The same kind of strategies that are applied to fast foods and processed foods.
Sure, sure. And what I think is really powerful about this study is that, you know, while it is focused on, you know, elementary schools, some of the implications we can think about can be useful in many different settings. Just like in grocery stores or in certain restaurants, marketing can have an impact on what we choose. It can have the same impact in school cafeterias.
On kids, but I have a question for you. So they
sure.
took the vegetables at the salad bars. Did mm-hmm. they eat them?
That is one of the golden questions in this research, and unfortunately, we weren't able to answer that question. But some of our previous research from the center does indicate that a student is actually more likely to eat the food in front of them if they take it of their own choice. And so the fact that we had a bunch of kids going to the salad bars and taking more vegetables, consider that they'll be eating more than they would have if it was forced on their tray.
Right, right. So it's their choice. Well, in some of the reading, there's a quote from a 10-year-old who's sitting there absentmindedly eating some veggies while he watches the videos on the flat-screen TVs. And he says, well, the ads make it look better, but sometimes it's not. So, you know, the other thing is, what about the long-term effect of this?
It's a great question also. And when we think about marketing, we often think of a novelty effect. And so it could be that, you know, this is a short-term impact. And some recent research I've been doing suggests that we might need to, you know, kind of refresh that intervention somewhere along the way to make it new again. Marketing in and of itself, I don't think is bad. What I think we can really consider is how can we leverage the knowledge that we have through, you know, consumer behavior, through marketing to benefit our society, to benefit us in terms of eating healthy. And so I think this provides just a very, very small glimpse into a great window of opportunity for understanding this better.
Well, it also shows how powerful advertising is. We're reading that in Canada, the health minister there is, you know, saying because there's evidence that's shown marketing unhealthy products influences child obesity, the federal government there is going to introduce new restrictions on commercial marketing to help families make better choices. So the government's actually going to intervene there. Drew Hanks, professor of consumer sciences at Ohio State University, his study when he was at Cornell on the effects of marketing vegetables to school children. If a teacher or a principal is hearing this now, what's one thing that they can do on the new school year?
Yeah, I think what they can do is work with their school cafeteria staff to make the fruits and vegetables on the lunch line a little more attractive. You know, if they aren't able to get a hold of these vinyl banners or flat screen televisions, provide descriptive and fun names for the vegetables on the lunch line, or put the fruit in a nice, attractive bowl in several locations on the lunch line so that kids think it looks nice, right? And when it looks better, we think it might even taste better.
Professor Hanks, thanks so much.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.